ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel. We're starting on the end of Daf Lamed Beis and Mubeis. The Mishnah had said, Ha'olchem L'tshrafeis Asurin Lassus V'lassus Simon. The guy is going to the base of Avodah Zarah, to worship Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to do business with him on the way there. But if he's already coming back, it's mutter, and the Mishnah brought this in because the Mishnah had brought in about the meat. We're talking about Isurin after Kruvis, that the meat, that person going into the Avodah Zarah, the meat is mutter because it's not yet Takruvis, but if he's coming out, we're afraid the meat he has is Takruvis. So we're saying here it's the opposite. There, the meat going out is Asur, but coming in is mutter. But as far as the Issa Lassus Lassimon, when he's coming in, it's Asur. Because just like we have the din of Lefnei Dehen, you're not allowed to do business with the guy for 3 days before the Gaiish holiday because he'll be Azul Umayda. He'll thank his Avodah Zarah. So here also on his way to the base of Avodah Zarah, on the way to worshipping Avodah Zarah, you can't do business with him because he'll thank the Avodah Zarah. But as he comes out, it's Mutter, and the Gemara brings the Braisa, the Gemara brings the Maimer from Shmuel, Amr Shmuel, Avikacham Vahilach Travis Balicha Asur. A guy that's going to the base of Avodah Zarah, while he's going, it's also the Azul Lamei the Kavodah Skam, because he'll come and thank the Avodah Zarah for the business deal. But Bechazara Mutter, because Maita Hava, he already finished with his Avodah Zarah, he's not going to bother with the Avodah Zarah after he left the base of Travis. Yisrael Yid is Faker, the Hilach Litravis Balicha Mutter. If you have a Yid, that's Rahman al Islam going to the base of Avodah Zarah. So on the way there, it's Mutter. Dil Mahadabe, Vilayazul. Because Chazal didn't want to be geyser by a yid, that he might be azul lemeida, the vayla, the yid didn't do avodah zarah, he has a cheskes kashus, we're going to say that he's going to be geyser, he's not going to end up doing the avodah zarah. But bechazara asr, kaven the avik bay meheder hadav azul. If the yid already did avodah zarah, so then the yid became part of the avodah zarah cult, he was avik bay, and therefore it's even worse than a guy, once he's finished with the base of Chafis, he's not going to be Azul Maida, but a yid that's Avik Bey, he's going to be Azul Maida even Bechazara. So, Marzavatani, Yisrael Ahiluch Chafis, Bein Balicha, Bein Bechazara Asir. So, here we, Shmuel said that Halicha is Mutter because Dilma Hadavei. And the Brisa says even Balicha is Asir. So, Amar Avashi, Kitani, Hibi, Yisrael Mummer, Devadi Azul. That's talking about a Yisrael Mummer, a Yisrael that already didn't have a desire, so we're not saying that he'll be Chayzer, because he's already Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's a Mummer, and like a Yid is worse than a guy in the fact that by Chazara we're also afraid of Azul Lumaida. Then the Gemara goes on with a new Braisa, Tanur Abanan, Avicham Mahilach Liyurid, Bein Malicha Bein Mechazara Mutter. That's what our Girsa is. This Yurid is a marketplace, but it's a Avodah Zarah marketplace. It's a marketplace that Be'ikir is buying and selling Avodah Zarah products. They're buying the Getchkis, the idols, or the things that you need to worship the idols. That's the point of this Yerid. The Riv is Geiris, Bahalicha is Asr, Bechazara is Mutter. And the reason why it's Asr, Bahalicha is because of Azul Lumaida. And Mestama, they're not arguing Ladina. Rashi says that the reason why Bahalicha is Mutter is because the guy is, it's a Shukshal Avedis Kechavim, but the guy is not going to do Avedis Kechavim, he's going to do business. And I guess the Rif was talking about a case, the Rif held the Bryce was talking about a case where they actually do have a desire in the Yerid, and therefore you have a problem of Azul Lameida. But Yisrael Ahiluch Yerid, Balicha Mutter Bechazara Asr, the Gemara says. If a Yid goes to the Yerid, going is Mutter, Bechazara it's Asr. Why is it Asr? So the Gemara says like this, Maishna Yisrael de Bechazara Asr the Army of Edis Kechavim Zavin, Udmei Avarischav Miku Behadei. How come we're saying that it's usher to do business with the Yid when he's coming back from the Yerid? Because we say he went to the Yerid, he probably was selling Getchkes. He sold an Avodah Zarah. So what does he have? He has the money of the Avodah Zarah. And the money of Avodah Zarah is usher. You're not going to have enough from the money of Avodah Zarah. So, Oy Bezai, fighting Amar, Oy Vichav Nami, name Avodah Zarah Mizavin, and the Mayor of Eskar Mikha Badei. So, by a guy also should be usher. The guy is also coming from the Yerid. So, Mustami also sold an Avodah Zarah. Elai v'cham marmin and glim ezavin cham ezavin. Elam, are you going to say, why is it mutter by a guy? Because the Yerid, even though it's a special Yerid for Avodah Zarah, but that's not the only thing they sell. They sell all sorts of things. They'd rather sell Avodah Zarah by the Yerid But they sell all sorts of things also. So maybe he sold a cloak, or he sold wine, or a donkey. Yisrael Nami, Ema Glimazov and Charmazovin. So the Gemara says, Yisat Havale Hachavamazmale. If he would have had a glima or a chamra, he wouldn't have gone to the Yerid, the Avodah Zarah Yerid, and sold it there. He would have sold it here. He would have sold it to the Yidden. He wouldn't go. The only reason why a Yid goes to this type of Yeridim is if he has a Avodah Zarah to sell. So then he can't sell it anywhere else besides for this Yerid. But any other story that he has, he wouldn't go to the Yerid of the Avodah Zarah. Hashem came a guy is perfectly comfortable going to the Yerid of the Avodah Zarah to sell his glima or his chamra. Adkan the sugya. Now the Rishonim, both here and earlier on the Afyud Bezim and Aleph, where the Gemara was discussing about Etluza Shel Aza, that this question was to take money from a guy next to this marketplace, and the question was, what was exactly the Isser that they were bothered with? And Abaye said that the Isser that they were discussing there was Dmei Avedis Kechavim. Rava said it was an Isser of Yom Edom, and Rabbi Bar Ula said it is of the Fnei Day, and the problem there was Azul Lameid, and that's what they were discussing. And Abaye said the discussion was Dmei Avedis Kechavim. So Taisus over there, and the Rishonim here, the Rif, are bothered by the Kasha that in that Gemara there, Abaye, and this Gemara here, where we're saying that you're allowed to do business with a guy that's coming from a Shukshel Avedis Zarah, because we're not afraid that maybe the money is Dmei Avedis Zarah. That sounds very clearly, if you know the money is Dmei Avedis Zarah, if the guy sells an Avedis Zarah, and you know that, and he has money, so it is Asabana. Just here, you're not chayshish, that's what he did, Eim Aglimazovin, Eim Achamrazovin. But the Gemara in Daf Samach Hei, Rav Nachman said in Daf Samach Hei, the Gemara discusses it, Rav Nachman Paskin, and that's what seems the maskon of the Gemara there, is Dmei Avedis Kechavim B'yan Goy, is Mutter. That even if we know that the guy went, he sold the Getchka, he has money, you're allowed to use that money. The money doesn't become Asa Ba'ana. So it's a steer. The Gemara in Daf Samech says that Dmei Avedis Kechavim B'yan Goy is Mutter Ba'ana. And the Gemara early in Daf Yud Beis, and the Gemara here in Daf Lamed Gimel, which says that you don't have to be Cheshish that it's Dmei Avedis Kechavim, is Mash Maklar, that if it is indeed Dmei Avedis Kechavim, it's Asa Ba'ana. This is the Shaila of the Rishonim Shtel Zichon. So there's a few mahalchim. I mean, Rashi in Daf Yud Beis is mashma that the problem there was that the money itself was a takruvis Avodah Zarah, that somehow he was makriv this money to Avodah Zarah. But like Taisus points out, that wouldn't answer the Gemara here, which is clearly that he sold Avodah Zarah. But there are three mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Rif here holds that we don't paskin like the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis or like the Gemara here. We paskin like the Gemara Daf Samachet. Saka machleikis. Abaya on Daf Yud Beis that says that you don't have to be chayshish that it's Dmei Avedis Zarah. He holds that Dmei Avedis Zarah b'yad goy is asur. And this Gemara that asks the kasha, what's the difference between a yid and a goy? Why by a goy do we assume it's not Dmei Avedis Zarah, and by a yid we assume it is, which would imply that by a goy it's similarly asur. That was going l'shitas Abaya, but ain't chinami la'alocha. It's bechal not shver. By a goy it's mutter b'chazara. Because Dmei Avedis Zarah is Mutter, and by Yid it's Asr, because Dmei Avedis Zarah is Asr. And that's how we pass. And so there is no Isser, when a guy sells an Avedis Zarah, to have enough from his money. That's the Shita Sarif. And the Rambam also seems to hold the way. The Rambam also brings down this Gemara, that it's Mutter. He doesn't comment. The Rambam never brings any Isser of Dmei Avedis Zarah beyond guy, only beyond Yisrael. So that's one Malach. Second Malach is the Balamar. The Baal Amor in the first parak says that Rav Nachman's heter on Daf Samach Hei was b'di'evit. In other words, if let's say the guy owes you money, and now you're pressuring him to pay, so good, he sells his getchkala. What could he do? He has to pay his chayvus, he sells his idol, he sells his avodah zarah, and he pays you back the money. So if you don't take the money, you're not going to get paid. So that's b'di'evit. B'di'evit, it's mutter. Hashem can't hear the discussion is doing business with him. You don't have to do business with him. You can do business with someone else. That's l'chadchila. L'chadchila, it's also gzeira because of Dmei Avedis Kechavim B'yad Yisrael. So the Rambam L'chamis is bothered that Rav Nachman on Daf Samachay never said that it's B'di'evit. He just said it's Mutter. And also, if you're going to say that B'di'evit, it's Mutter, so the Chayyar, what's the Gemara's kasha here? How come by Yegayah it's mutter? Because we say Eim Meglim Azaven, Eim Mechamer Azaven. Why don't we say the same thing by Yisrael? Pashit. By Yegayah, where the whole thing is only Lechetchila, now that it's a suffix, so we say it's mutter. Mashenge by Yid, we're dealing with an Isser Deraisa. So, if it's a suffix, we have a chash that it's Nei Avodah Zarah, so bad it's Aser. The Ran, the first pair holds these are not such good kashas. Rav Nachman didn't have to explain everything. And this Gemara, once you see that even Lechetchila it's mutter by a guy, if I say it's not even clear, it's just a suffix, so let it be by Yid also. What's the reyes to declare a suffix? So that the Gemara says, because by Yid, there's no other reason why he's doing by the Yid. Now, Kapanim, that's the second sheet of the Baal Amar, that by the Evid it's mutter, if you need it to pay, Pechayiv it's mutter, but Lechetchila it's aser. But the third sheet is what Taisus brings there in Afya Beis, and the Rosh also holds this way, La'alacha. And very interesting, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Lamed Daled paskins this way, like this third Shita, even though, like we said, the Rambam and the Rif hold that it's Mutter. And it's only the Rosh and the Taisus that holds this Chuluk that we're going to mention. Usually the Mechava goes with the Rambam and the Rif, Kenegan, the Rosh and Taisus, because he goes with the three Amudei Arah, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Rambam and the Rif both hold it's Mutter. Then Jassan that the Mechava paskins B'Pshitas, like the Rosh, that it's Aser. Falkopanim, the Chilik is like this. If the guy sold it with the intention of buying another Avodah Zarah, so then it's Aser. And the Lashon of the Rosh is because the money is Muksal Avodah Zarah, and then it's Aser. Mashen Kein, if the guy sold it with the intention of paying his Chayv, he wasn't planning on using the money to buy another Avodah Zarah, then it's Mutter. That's the Chilik. The Rabbi Natan says, that's what Taisa says in Daf Yudbeis, the Rosh says here, that Chalifei Avodah Zarah depends. Depends what the guy's intention was. If you know that the guy's intention was to pay up his chayv, or not to use it to buy another Avodah Zarah, then it's mutter. Mashen Kein, if you don't know the guy's intention, so you have to be chayshah that maybe he was just selling this Avodah Zarah to buy another Avodah Zarah, and then it's aser. So the Chazanish in Simon Samach Gimel Sifkat and Tes is very bothered. What's the lumdus here? First of all, there's no such thing as muksa by Avodah Zarah. In other words, if a guy decides, I'm going to make this gashkan, I'm going to use it for Avodah Zarah. He didn't use it yet. So the halach is, it's not aser. Ein hektish l'Avodah Zarah. It's not aser. You have by a carbon, there's such a thing that once it's set aside for Avodah Zarah, you can't bring it as a carbon. But as far as Isser Anah is concerned, there is no Isser Anah if the guy sets aside something to be an Avodah Zarah. And Koshkin here, we never set the money aside to worship the money. He set the money aside to buy an Avodah Zarah. So that's a Vada Mutter. And Rabbeinu Tam holds this Mutter. He just holds that if you sold an Avodah Zarah and you're planning on using the money to buy another Avodah Zarah, then it's Aser. In effect, the Chazanish, what's his combination? When you sell an Avodah Zarah and you don't plan on using the money to buy another Avodah Zarah, then it's Mutter. Chalifei Avodah Zarah b'yad gai is Mutter. By Yin, you have an Iser. The Mari learns it out in Afnan Dalad, Vayisi Chayrim Kamayu, that anything, Kol Shat the Mahavim Imenu, is Chayrim, so Chalifei Avodah Zarah beyond Yisrael is Aser, but that only applies to Yisrael. By a guy, Chalifei Avodah Zarah beyond guy is Mutter. And, if a guy takes money and says, I am going to use this money to buy another Avodah Zarah, it's also Mutter. Now, if a guy sells Avodah Zarah, and he plans on buying another Avodah Zarah with the money, then it's Aser. What's this combination? How does it work? That's one kasha, yes. And a second kasha is that even if he originally was intending to use the money to buy an Avodah Zarah, but now he's not planning on it anymore. He's giving it to you. So l'chaya, why should that be like a bittul? When a guy is mevatel as Avodah Zarah, he doesn't intend to worship the Avodah Zarah anymore, so you say the Avodah Zarah is batul, and now it's mutter. We'll get into the sugyas later in the third parak. But there's such a thing, if a guy decides not to use the Avodah Zarah anymore, and he does something to it, or he sells it, it becomes mutter. So here, even if he intended on using this money to buy Avodah Zarah, but in the end he didn't, he's giving it to you. So why isn't that a bittul of the Avodah Zarah? These are the two kashas the Chazanish asks. One is that since the exchange itself is mutter, and the haksah itself is mutter, so how come when you put them both together, what's this combination that makes it aser? And Svein's, even if it's aser, but now he decided to use it for something else, why doesn't that make him mutter? So Banner's first kasha, the Netziv on Afyad Meis, and I saw in the Masifta Gemara that it's in the Taisa Rabbeinu Ochanan there. They say the pshat is, if he's not intending to buy another Avodah Zarah, the side of the heter is that it's like a bittul. In other words, be'etzim, an exchange would be asur by a guy. Now the pshat is, that's only an exchange where he's still planning on keeping up the Avodah Zarah. Mashakin, an exchange where he's like giving away the Avodah Zarah, and that's it. He doesn't want to have any shaykhs to this Avodah Zarah anymore. He's selling it and then using the money for a davar chayil, for something else. So that's like a bittul of the Avodah Zarah. Even klapei the money. Mashain Kane, when he sells the Avodah Zarah, but he's planning on buying another Avodah Zarah, he's planning kind of like exchanging the Avodah Zarah for a different Avodah Zarah. So b'negein, the value of the Avodah Zarah, that still keeps up the Avodah Zarah Shibai. There was no bittul. Stam that you set aside money for Avodah Zarah, that's a garnished. Nothing's chal. Mashain Kane, you have an Avodah Zarah, which has a chalais isser Avodah Zarah. Now you gave it away. But now you have an exchange. So the etzim exchange would also get the chalai sisser, even by a guy. Now, then, if you're not planning on keeping Avodah Zarah b'chlal, it's like a bittul. So that's what makes the money mutter. Mashenga, when you plan on using the money to buy another Avodah Zarah, felt in the bittul, and that's why it's aser. That's the shtickel from the netziv. And about his other kasha, the how come now that he wants to use the money for something else, why isn't that a bittul? So, Mustamani's answer is that a bittul could only be on the Avodah Zarah itself. On the Avodah Zarah itself, a shaykh a bittul. Mashenkin, this money became asr because it's an exchange for the Avodah Zarah. So just like you find that the Kruvis Avodah Zarah, there's no bittul. The Shmishi Avodah Zarah, it's not the Avodah Zarah itself, you don't say bittul. So who had been the, when something became asr because it's an exchange for Avodah Zarah, when the pshat is you exchange the Avodah Zarah, now you want to use it for davar chayil, so you mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So male, the money never gets a chalois that it's an exchange for Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah was mevatel with this exchange. Now Shein Kain, if you're selling the Avodah Zarah to buy another Avodah Zarah, so the Avodah Zarah b'negei, the money is not called mevatel. And male, the money is called an exchange for Avodah Zarah. And now you want to use the money for something else, you can't be mevatel the exchange. You can only mevatel Avodah Zarah itself. That's how I understand the Pshat Nevein Tam. Like I said, that's the Psak of the Rosh, and that's interesting. Is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Lamed Daled, that if a guy sells Avodah Zarah to pay his chayvus ukadayma, it's mutter, but if a guy sells it to buy another Avodah Zarah, and then he changes his mind and uses the money, wants to give the money to you, then it's asur b'ana. That's the Psak Halacha. And now let's go right up. Let's start the sugi of Noinis Oivik Chavim Vekan Geneim, the leather flasks and the earthenware bottles of the wine we have in the Mishnah. A machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim. The Ramei says that they're asur v'isur and isur ana, and the Chum say ein isur and isur ana. And the Gemara goes into a whole complicated sugya with the Gemara and the Rishonim. In which cases do the Neidus and the Kankanim? Which cases do we consider they were belay of the wine that it's asur to use for the wine of Yisrael, or if you put in other wine, the wine would become asur. But before we start the Gemara, just want to argue on the Etzem Mishnah. We have a machlokes Shemei and the Chachamim, if the Neidus and Kakanim are asur b'ano or not. Now the Rishonim and Tosfos on Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph, by the sugya of Cheres Hadrayni, say that if either the Kankanim themselves aren't asur b'ano, even Cheres Hadrayni, the Gemara had a shaila, if Reitzu B'kiyumai the Davar Acher is that asur, the Gemara's maskana was that that's asur, but the Rishonim say, and in our Girsa it's in the Gemara, that that's only Cheres Hadrayni, which has the actual wine inside, but even that you could soak this Cheres Hadrayni in water and get actual wine. Mashenka in Stam, the blias of wine that are in barrels, doesn't make that the barrel should be asur b'hano. So what does Ramea mean that the Neidus and the Kakanim are asur b'hano? Ramea is talking about when you store the wine that's put in the barrels. The wine that's put in the barrels and gets the blias and gets out the blias of the wine that's in the barrels, there's a machlekes Ramea and the Chachamim if that wine becomes asur b'hano. If you have barrels from Goyim which have blias of wine in it, like the cases where the Gemara holds, where the Gemara says that it's asur, and you used it for kosher wine, so now this wine gets nisarev with the blias of the wine that were in the barrels. Rav Meir holds as an isser hana, and the Chachamim hold that there's no isser hana. Now, what's exactly the machlekes Shemei and the Chachamim? And why the Chachamim say that it's asur b'shtia and mutar ba'anah? If you say it's asur b'shtia, that sounds like the blius of the wine aren't batel in the wine. That's why it's asur b'shtia. So, why isn't it asur ba'anah? If you have isuri ha'anah mixed in your wine, which isn't batel, so why isn't it make it asur ba'anah? Now, the Tur in Siman Kuflai Medalot says the following. He says, if let's say actual yayin nesach, yayin that was nesach to avodah zarah, that's also midiraisa, gets mixed into other wine. The halacha is you have to throw away all the wine. You can't have any hanah from this wine, even b'mashu, that's the din of yayin nesach, that's the chumrah, that asses b'mashu, and you have to throw away the entire wine. But if you have stam yenam, not yayin that was actually nesnasach to avodah zarah, you have stam yenim, which is asim in Rabbanim. It's asim b'hanah. If that gets mixed into wine, it asim b'shtiyah b'mashu, but you don't have to throw away all the wine. You could be melech v'hanah liyam ha-melech, or you could sell it to the guy chutz midmei yayin nesach shabai. Let's say a cup of yayin nesach gets mixed into a barrel of wine, so you have to not charge him for that cup, and that way you're not having hanah. If it's yayin shenisnasach l'avodah zarah, yayin nesach mamish, that doesn't work. You have to throw it out. But if it's a cup of stam yenam, so as long as you're not charging for the stam yenam, it's not called you having hanah from the stam yenam. This din to throw the whole thing away, that you can't have hanah from anything it's assarved with, is a chumra b'yayin nesach. I saw in the Prima Gadim, in the Psicha to Hilchas Vasa B'chalav, he talks about, what if you have Vasa B'chalav that gets mixed with other things? A teruvis of lach b'lach. You have a mixture, and you have some basa b'chalav in the mixture. But it's a small amount of basa b'chalav. The rest is neither basa nor chalav. What's the halacha in such a case? Of course, you're not allowed to eat it if the basa b'chalav is not batal. But he says, you can have a na, not from the basa b'chalav, but from the rest of it. You could sell it to a guy, chutz mitmei the basa b'chalav shabai. This din is dafka b'yayin nesach. He brings a sugya later in dafayin hey. It's dafka chumra b'yayin nesach that the whole thing is aser. By stam yenam, you don't have that din. Or other isuri anah, even deraisa, you don't have that din. Even though the isur anah remains aser b'anah, but you could have anah from the rest of the teruvis without having anah from the isur anah, you could sell chutz midmei the isur anah. So zok the tur lefizeh, if it's just the b'liyah of yayin nesach, so the bli is not adding the volume at all. So it's not me can sell it. It's not me can have hanah from it. Because you're not having hanah from the bliya. So this is how the Tur in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph is understanding this halach in the Mishnah. What's the pshat that the Chum say that it's asur b'shtiyah mutar b'hanah? Because the isur hanah is only on that particular thing that got mixed in. So when you drink it, you're also drinking the bliya. So Mel, that's why you can't drink it. It's not possible to drink the yayin kosher and not drink the yayin also that was in Sarev. Mashenkin, I know when you sell it, you could just sell, and mainly you're doing that. You're not necessarily selling the bliya. You're not having any hanah. You're not selling the bliya. He's not paying any extra cost of the bliya. So Mel, it's not called hanah. So apparently Rav Meir holds that you have to be machmer and consider the entire thing to be asur b'hanah. And you have to throw the whole thing away. Mashenkin, the Rabbanan, by yayin nesach gomer, if it was real actual mamashis of stam yenam, so you'd be able to sell a chutz midmei yisr shabai, as opposed to yayin nesach gomer, where the whole thing would be asr. So now it's just blias, but mainly you're doing that, but mainly you're not having any hanof in the blias. That's how the Torah seems to learn shat in the Mishnah. But the shach, in Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, Siv Gimel, brings us another shat from the Ran. And the Ran, on the Mishnah here is Mashma, that the Yisayb is that a Plata, a Bliya, that Chazal weren't Machmeh to make it Asur B'Hanah. Stam Yenam, the Guf, for the Stam Yenam, the Mamashis, that's Asur B'Hanah. But the Plata, the Bliya, that's not Asur B'Hanah. That's how he explains, there's a big Shaila, the Shita Sura'ah is, that the cases in the Mishnah with the Kankanim and the Neidis, it's talking about you don't have shishim keneged the bliya of the wine. If you have shishim keneged the bliya of the wine, it's mutter. It's also lechatchila to use the kankanim and neidis. You can't use it in v'atlanis lechatchila. That's what the Ra'ah holds. But the eved, if he used kankanim and neidis, and there wasn't and there was shishim keneged, it's mutter. But Rav Yishayin and the Shach points out, we paskin that no, just like the din of stam yenam is asa b'mashahu, that's a sugya in the fifth perek. So who within the blias of the neidis and kanim were also asa b'mashahu? But what's pshat in the Ra'ah? Why does he hold it doesn't asa b'mashahu? So the Ra'ah explains that any time a wine is asa b'shtia and not bana, then you don't have the din of mashu. Let's say a maga v'goish v'loi b'kavana or something like that, where the din of yayin nesach meikir adin is asa b'shtia not bana, there it's batul b'shishim. That's where the Ra'ah says b'zmanenu b'makim hefsid, you could be saimach, we had spoken earlier, and today people aren't menasach, so there's a sheet that's yishayinim and hold that our wine is not asa b'hana, so b'makim hefsid, you could be saimach to make a batul b'shishim. So that's what the Ra'ah says, that since the wine from the kankanim are asa b'shti and not b'hana, so b'mela, it's batul b'shishim. But l'maisa the Shach says, we don't pask in that way, because we hold that since the wine originally was real yayin, was real stam yenim, was a stam yenim that was asa b'hana, and the only reason why now it's not asa b'hana anymore is because it's a bliya. It's not the guf adavar. So they took off the chumrah of the isser ana, but they didn't take off the chumrah of that it's asa b'mashu, because this wine is really coming from wine that's asa b'hana, and therefore it is asa b'mashu. It's not the same as if the yayin metchila was only nesav b'shti and not b'hana. Ha'akalpanim, this whole shmuz is only l'fi the ran that holds that the pshat in the Mishnah is that das alein that it's a plita, das alein that it's a bli, it's not the guf adover, so Chazal never asked the bli of b'hana. But l'fi the tur, the bli really is asa b'hana. The reason why neidis and kanim aren't asa b'hana is because when you sell them to a guy, you're not having ana from the bliya. It's like selling a chutz midmei ayin esach shabai. But you don't even have to do that when it's increasing the volume. So you have to give it them for the price of the smaller volume. But here it's not increasing the volume, but merely not having hana. So ayin bezein l'charitza machalikis tur in the ran, is the pshat that when it says that the ayin, the neidis and kanim, are also b'shti and mutav hana, is the pshat that the plita itself is the plita itself is mutav hana, because there was no Isra'na, they weren't gazed in Isra'na on the Blias, only when it's banned, and on the Blias all there is an Isra'shtia. Or no, the Torah is mashman of plita really would be Asabana. Now when you sell it to a guy, you're not having enough from it. But Be'etzim would be Asabana. Look at the Cheshek Shleimai on the Mishnah, he says that there could be Nafgamina Snalacha. By me, I think there's a Pasha to Nafgamina, a common Nafgamina. They have today whiskey, which is flavored because they store it, the Mechnisa Lakiyim, in chavias of yayin, in sherry casks. So let's say a yid would own this whiskey, which was flavored by the fact that it was in the neidus and the kankanim of the goyim, and he's not going to drink it. He wants to know if he's allowed to sell it to a goyim. So according to the Ran, the Baalt, there's no be'en of wine in it. It's all plitis. So a male on plitis is no isser ana. So he's allowed to sell it to a goyim. But Shaygin, according to the tur, he says that the reason why it's mutter b'hana is because there is no ana. The guy is not paying extra because of the pleitas, because it's not increasing the volume of the wine. But here, where the pleitas are creating a flavor in the whiskey, and that's making the whiskey more expensive, the guy is paying extra because of the wine flavor in the whiskey. So l'fi the tur, it will be us to sell to a guy, unless you sell it to the guy for the price of whiskey that wasn't flavored with the sherry casks. And then you wouldn't be having an awe. As I now would seem, but for me, it's a bashkafa rishayna, that will come out an afkamina alacha between the tur and the ran. I'm not coming to say alacha lamaisa, it didn't go through the sugya, but just for me, that's what would seem to be an afkamina alacha lamaisa, that according to the ran, there is no isra'na on the blias, but according to her, there is, it's just you're not having an awe. So in this case, with flavoring the whiskey, you are having an awe, and it would be asr. And now let's start the etzem inyan of the sugyas ha-gemara. What exactly is the heksher that you need for the neidais and the kankanim that we have? If a guy uses the leather flasks or the earthenware jugs for wine, what type of a heksher do you need in order to use it? Now the gemara be'ikar is discussing lechatchila. What's the din? What do you have to do? You want to buy jugs which are used by Goyim for wine, which were made by Goyim, or whatever the case may be, what do you have to do? Is there a hechsher that you have to do in order to machshir it, to use it for Yiddish wine? Now, there's a lot of different chalukim, and there's a machlokes Rishonim in the pshat and the girsa of the sugya, and we'll speak about that a little bit. We can't go through the complexities, but just a little bit for an overview. Whenever the Gemara says that it's mutter, if it was used for wine, it's just mutter because it wasn't beleah, you need to be meshachshech it. That's the first in the Gemara here on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Hani chatsi shichli daramoi, kevin loy boli tuva meshachshecham b'mayim umutorim, etc. That if it was indeed used for wine, even if it wasn't beleah, you have to scrub it out, you have to make sure that there's no wine left. And if you didn't, b'di'evid, it's really a machlokes rishonim, if stam yenam is batel b'shishim, and we spoke about that earlier, but Rav Yishayim hold that Stam Yenim is not Batul B'Shishim, and Memela, if you did put wine in without scrubbing it out, and there was maybe a drop of wine left, the Tefeach Latviach, that would ask to rule the wine B'Shtiyah. And perhaps even Banah. And Stam Yenim would ask to B'Shtiyah Banah. The Ramah says, and we spoke about this in previous Shurim, that today, we don't aser the b'makam hefsid. You could be saymach on the rishenim that we don't aser our wine banah because goyim are manasik wine today. So it could be if it's nisarev, it could be batul b'shishim. But medina de gemara, if you don't scrub it out and there's a mashu of wine left, that could aser all the wine. So even when it says it's mutter, you have to be meshakshich b'mayim. Now when it says it's aser, the gemara says the heksher is a new type of a heksher called mili v'irui. And that's because here it's a new type of an iser. Normally you find that something which is nishtamish b'tzeinen, you don't need any type of a hechsher. You just have to wash it. You have any type of a keli which wasn't used for hot food that you get from a guy, so you just wash it. You just madiach it and you can use it. But wine is different because wine is, the barrel could be keilit the wine and the different efanim of the Gemara. But since it was b'tzeinen, so then, milui v'iri helps. That's what the Gemara describes. You fill it up, you leave it for 24 hours, and you pour it out and do it again. That's the hechsher of the wine that we're discussing here, is milui v'iri. And also, normally, a kli cheres doesn't have any hechsher. Normally, you have a kli cheres, becomes tray. If a guy has a pot, a kli cheres that he uses, there's no way to machsher it. But here, even a kli cheres, milui v'iri helps. The Ram brings down a shayla. He says, that's pashit. If you have a kli eitz and you don't want to do mili v'irui, you could do hagola. Hagola works on a kli eitz for everything. There's no reason why hagola shouldn't work on a kli eitz for yayin. But the shayla is, what about a kli cheres? Normally, hagola doesn't work on a kli cheres. But maybe here it's different, because really hagola l'cheres is better than mili v'irui. Mili v'irui wouldn't work for tashmisha b'chamin. So hagola would seem to be better than mili v'irui. So if here mili v'iri work on a kli cheres, so a gola should also work on a kli cheres. That's one side. But it brings a Ramban that says no, that a gola doesn't work with a kli cheres, period. Mili v'iri works, and that works because that's the way the ayin was nivla, and that could work on a kli cheres as well. A gola doesn't work in kli cheres. It would work on a kli eitz because a gola can do anything on a kli eitz. But a gola doesn't work on a kli cheres even for such a thing as yayin, which mili v'iri does work, hagola doesn't work. Now Rashi on the Mishnah ground says an interesting thing. Rashi says, when it talks about neidus and gakanim, Rashi says, neidus of v'chavim shalor v'gakanim is cheretz, and v'yayin shal v'chavim konus ben, Rashi says, hichlus ben yayin l'kiyum. You brought in the wine l'kiyum to stay. Because we're going to find, l'gami v'hechsher, there's going to be a big difference if the wine is there l'kiyum, they're storing the wine there. Then, in more cases, you need a heksher than when it's not lakim. That's mefurish in the Gemara by the Beparzik Rufila, that they stole the barrels and they put wine in it, and they said it's a davashin machis lakim, so mashach shomamayim vehim mutarim. So we're going to see, we'll discuss this a little bit, that a davim shamachnis lakim, they are much more machme by wine. If it's put there for storage, there's more of a chumra. But the Gemara is discussing what the guy used the barrel for. When a guy uses a barrel for kiyum, then we'll see. It's very complicated when the barrel becomes usur, when the barrel becomes is not usur. But being machnis l'kiyum is a very big factor in whether the barrel is usur or not. But Rashi and the Mishnah is discussing the other way. You have a barrel that's usur, alpi what the Gemara says a barrel is usur, and now you want the wine to be usur. So Rashi says you put the wine in l'kiyum. So the Ran says, I don't understand why Rashi says that you put the wine in l'kiyum. L'chayr, once the barrel is usur, and you put the wine in, the wine should become usur from the barrel, even if it's not the l'kiyum. So the Ran says like this. The Ran says that Mistabra, Rashi was going on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah said the wine is usur b'hanah. So Rashi held that even Rabbi Meir only asks it b'hanah if it's the l'kiyum. And how did Rashi know this? Because since the Mishnah said the word yayin shall yisrael konis behen, so mamela konis behen is mashma word l'kiyum. But the Ran's nemming on that benigeya asering the wine b'shtiyah alach l'mayin shal pasul like Rabbi Meir. Benigeya asering the wine b'shtiyah, there's no chiluk if the wine was zeh l'kiyum or not. The whole chiluk we find l'kiyum is for the kankan to become asur. There's a chiluk. In many cases, the kankan only becomes usur if the guy used the l'kiyum, he used it for storage, for long-term storage. Now, she'en came, once the kankan and the neidus are ready usur, if the yid puts in wine, the wine's going to be usur even if he didn't put it there l'kiyum. So why did Rashi say l'kiyum? Because Rabbi Meir is isur, no, it's only l'kiyum. That's stated in the Ran. But the Rosh is not that way. The Rosh is then begun, he brings some lachas g'dayleis, that even if the kankan and is usur, but it doesn't usur the wine right away. You put in wine, it doesn't become usur right away. And he says, so what's the shir? When does the wine become usur b'di'evet? L'chatchili, now I'll use them in all, but when does it become usur b'di'evet? Zok the Rosh, only if you have it there for 24 hours. For 24 hours, then already it gets part of the blius of the wine and usurs the wine that's in there. But if you just put it there right away, it doesn't become usur. He says, Bemison, you could say maybe, yeah. Because you could say, if you hold that there's an issa mashu on the wine, so then it could become usur right away. It's according to Benetam. Benetam holds that stam yenam is not usur b'mashu. Stam yenam is only usur b'shishim. According to Benetam, Yizuka can't say it becomes usur right away. You can't say that it gets the oblius of a wine to asur b'shishim right away. It takes 24 hours. But the Rosh holds, and this had a Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that even the Didan that it asurs b'mashu, even a mashu doesn't come out right away. You need 24 hours. So that's how he's Masbir Rashi. He says he's not sure, but that's how he's Masbir Rashi, that Rashi holds that azayvi you find that legabe when the guy puts in the wine, that when the guy puts in the wine, normally it wouldn't become usur. But if you put in the wine l'kiyum, so then the wine becomes usur right away. Because chazal l'geizer, if he's using it l'kiyum, even though it wasn't in there for any longer, you can have the same amount of time it's in the barrel. We're talking about now for the guy. The guy puts it in the barrel to usur the barrel. You can have two cases, they're both in the barrel the same amount of time, but if the guy put it there al das, to store it there, then it becomes usur right away. It's Xavier. Chazal didn't want to use the wine that has any storage, even if it's right away. So Rashi seems to hold Zok Rosh. They made the same Xavier the other way. If they have a kankan, which is Asr, and the Yid is using the wine, Lakim, so then it becomes Asr right away. So that's Pshat and Rashi. Not for Amei, for the Rabbanon. Because even the Rabbanon, Enochinami, and now they use the barrel, but when you use the barrel, the Rabbanim saying, Asas b'shtiyah, that doesn't happen right away. Maybe the Ran holds it does happen right away. But the Rosh is saying it doesn't. It takes 24 hours. So Rashi holds, but if the Yid puts it in l'kiyum, then it becomes Asr right away. But the Rosh L'maisa argues, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Rosh L'maisa argues and holds that no. But the Eved, the wine only becomes Asr if you left it in the Kankan Shalissa for 24 hours. So again, before we start the Etzim Sugyim, when it says it's mutter, it means you meshachshach it, because if it's any wine be'en avad it's asur, you have to scrub out the wine. And l'didan, if you hold that the wine is asur ba'ana, the mikir adin, and you hold that stam yenam, not like a benitam, but stam yenam asur b'mashu, like revi shaynim, even b'di'evit, if you're not meshachshech it, it would ask for the wine. And when you say that the neidus and kankanim are usher, it means that shechshech is not enough. You need mili v'iri. And mili v'iri would work even by kli cheres. And agala would definitely work by kli eitz. And it's a machlekes if agala would work by kli cheres. And b'di'evit, if you didn't do mili v'iri, so the ran is a shtickle mashman that the wine will become usher right away, because it'll be usher b'mashu. But the Rosh holds, and this is how Shulchan Aruch passes, it's only if the wine is there for 24 hours. And the Rosh is Medayin Kirashi, there's a chilik. If the Yid put it there, Machnis Elikim, then it becomes Aser right away. Now also, when we say it's Aser, it's only Aser to put in wine. The Gemara says, Yibaylu Mal Litin L'Seicha Sheicher, and we pass it, then it's Mutter. So this also is a big chiddush. You don't find, by Stam Kalim Asurim, by Treif Kalim, it should be a difference what you put in. As you might learn the Gemara that the wine only comes out of the keli when other wine is there. But Rashi says no. Rashi says that the shikr is mevatele letame dechamra. In this oifen of the wine coming out to another mashka, the other mashka is mevatele letame of the wine. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin says, even if it's there for 24 hours, normally when you have the keli, which is a tray for keli, and you put something cold in the keli, it doesn't aser. But if it's there 24 hours, we say kavish kumavushal and it asers. So as you might think that maybe putting in sheikh would only be mutter if it's not there for 24 hours. It's like a regular tray for keli which you could use cold. But the baiskim say no, and that's the mashmayis of Rashi mevatalei tami dechamra, that even if the sheikh is there for 24 hours, you say kavish kumavushal, but the tam doesn't go in. It's not tam. It's like nesan tam lufgam. And Taisus says, "Lav dafka sheicha who didn't all mashkin." This isser of wine is dafka to use for wine, not to use for anything else. And now that's some sugya. The Gemara starts Tanar Abban and Neidis Evichavim Gerudim Chadashim Mutarim Yeshanim Uzefav and Asurim. Rashi types like this: Neidis are leather flasks, and if they're Gerudim, meaning they don't have any zephes, and they're Chadashim, then they're mutter. But if they're either Yeshanim, they're old, or the mizufafim, they have zephes, asurim. Later in the Amud, the Braisa brings the same Braisa, according to Rashi, the same words by kankanim. Kankanim shalai v'chavim, gerudim mutarim, kadashim gerudim mutarim, if they're both new and they also have no zephes and mutter, yeshanim or mizufafim, Rashi says, either yeshanim or mizufafim are asurim. And Rashi holds a number of chedushim that the Rishonim don't hold of. One is that Rashi holds that Chadash means it was used not so many times. Chadash means new, not that it was never used. Chadash means it wasn't used that much. Yeshanim means it was used a lot of times. Yeshanim are bothered. He didn't really give a shear for it. What's called Chadash, what's called Yashan? The Gemara doesn't describe it. Exactly how many times could he use it and it's still Chadash? And when does it become Yashan? It's a little shver. It doesn't say. But that's how Rashi teaches Chadashim. Rashi says, "Beknisas yayin zman muat lebalaar." If you put in wine for a small amount of time, it doesn't become bala. It doesn't absorb. And also, what's interesting about Rashi is he only says that by neidos, by kankanim, which is cheres. He says that they belay la alter. So it's also a ara in Rashi that the same lashon is used by neidos and kankanim. And by neidos, Rashi teaches chadashim that used it for a small amount of time. And Yeshanim means you use it for a larger amount of time. And by Kankanim, we're saying that even if you use it once, it's Aser. And Chadashim would have to mean that it was never used at all. And in the Chayis, a big Deichik in the Braisa that way. Now Rashi doesn't say clearly if the Neidis and Kankanim we're discussing here is Machnisa Lekiyim. But Taisus says that obviously it's not. Because since Rashi says the Neidis and Mutter, if you use it a small amount of time, Chadashim means you use it a small amount of time, Machnisa Lekiyim, even if you use it once, Machnis Elikim would aser. So that's Taisus was saying that Rashi obviously has to hold that the Neidus and the Kankanim of the Goyim are not used for long-term storage, Machnis Elikim, but they're not Machnis Elikim. The Rambam brings a right from Rashi on Lamedal and Medes that way, that Rashi says by the after the T, the traveler's Neidus and Machnis Elikim, because the Holchei Drachim carry Lemirachak, Vaisus said a stam of a Neid, a leather flask, wouldn't be called Machnis Elikim, Dafka, if it's for the travelers. So this is what the Rishonim, Neman, and Rashi, that Rashi is saying, even by Ein Machnisa Lekiyim, there's a din that Yeshanim are going to be Aser. So the Rishonim say, and that's a Shver Zach. They bring rice from Gemaris, they bring rice from Maisa Mechol Yoyim, that if it's Emach Nisa Lekiyim, if a guy has a wine glass or a wine bottle, whether it's wooden or metal or leather, and he's not being Machnis Lekiyim, even if he used it for a long time, but he never used it as a storage, for long-term storage, it was just meant as a cup or as a bottle for the table, a pitcher, then Shainim Neman Avadeh will be Mutter, won't become Aser. But L'chare, learning like the Rishonim, Rashi is saying this Yisait, that Adava She'ein Machnisa Lekiyim, Adava Machnisa Lekiyim could become Aser from one use right away, but Adava She'ein Machnisa Lekiyim, so then Neidais would only be Beleah in one of two Eifanim. If either it was used for a lot of times, Yishanim, or Mezufah from the Zephas makes it be Beleah. But Kankanim, Rashi is Mashma, that even if used one time, it's already good enough. It already would be Beleah. Now Rashi, later in the Blot, on Daf Lama Gimel Mabeis by Kasi, Rashi, the way he learns the Gemara, that those cases are also Eimach Nisim Lekiyim, and he learns that they're Cheres, and he says that there's an Afgamina, that if they're new, and a guy uses it, so then it's Beleah. But once it was used a few times by a Yid, then it's not Beleah from a one-time use. That's how the Ran answers Taisus Kasha. Taisus brings a Raya from a Gemara, that a cheres, which is not machnisu lakim, doesn't become aser from a one-time use, and the Ran says it's a chilik. If it's the first time you use it, so it still could be beleah. If it was already used a few times by a yid, so then it's savamil of leah, so then it doesn't become aser from a one-time use. But that's Shittas Rashi, that neidais, even by a machnisu lakim, if it's neidais, after a while it becomes beleah, or if it's mezufif, it becomes beleah. And by Kli Cheres, it could be Kabbalah right away. But perhaps only if it was used as a new Keli, not when it was ready Savam of Loya. Now, Taisus has two Mahalchim in the Sugya, depending on different Gersais. The Mahalch of Rabbeinu Elio that he brings is the same Gersa as Rashi. And the only Chilik is that Rabbeinu Elio says that Avadad and Neidis and Kakanim are Machnis Elikim. They're ready Machnis Elikim. So Machnis Elikim would ask it right away. So he's learning that Chadashim means it was never used. That's the Taish of Chadashim. So what does Mezufafim mean? According to Rashi, Mezufafim is a reason why it's Beleah. Rabbeinu Elio says no, because it's Beleah right away. You don't need Mezufafim. Mezufafim is a pshat that normally you could see if it's Beleah. When it's Chadashim, meaning it looks new, so you see it was never used. You could tell right away. If they even used it once, you'd be able to tell. Mashenkin, when it's Mezufafim, so now you can't tell anymore, because if you put the Zephas on the Keli, even if you use it, you won't be nicker because of the Zephas. But that's Pshat in the Gemara. Both by Neidis and Kakanim, we're talking about Machnis Elikim. Without Machnis Elikim, it's Mutter, all you need is Shech, so like the Gemara in Amid Beis. Chadashim are Mutter because it was never used. Mezufafim are also because maybe it was used. You can't tell that it was never used if it's Mezufif. That's Rabbeinu Elio's Pshat. So Lefi Rabbeinu Elio, whenever it's not Machnis Elikim, it's Mutter even by Mezufasim. You don't have this Chiddush that the Zephas is Beleah Lefi Rabbeinu Elio. And then Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat is that Noidus are not Machnis Elikim, and Kankanim are Machnis Elikim. And he's Goyis by Noidus Gudim Utarim Chadashim Zephusim Asurim. And by Noidus Gudim, if you take off all the Zephas, it's Mutter. If you grew them, is mutarim. Why? Because since it's not machnisa lakim, without the zephas, it can't be beleah. But chadashim sefusim asurim is, if it has zephas, even chadashim is asur. Because the old zephas has two problems. One is that the zephas makes it that you can't tell if there's wine, delik ben elio. And the second is the zephas makes it beleah, like Rashi. So any kli that's not machnisa lakim, if there's no zephas in it, or if you take off the zephas, then it's mutter. Because if it's not Machnis Elikim, it's not Beleah without Zephas. But if it has Zephas on it, then it's Aser. Even if it's Chadashim, because maybe they did put in wine. So Zephas has both these problems, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, that first of all, maybe there's wine, and second of all, it's Beleah. And by Kankanim Yizgaris, Chadashim Mutarim, Yishanim Mezufasim Asurim. And Chadashim Mutarim means that it was never used. And Yishanim Mezufasim means either Yishanim, that it was used, or Mezufasim, even if it looks like Chadashim, like Rabbeinu Elio says, because the Zephas will make it that you can't tell. But kankanim, you don't have a heter of grudim because kankanim are machnisa lakim. And mele, it's also after one time. So Kuntai says, Rashi, that's machmir. Even without zephes, even without machnisa lakim, by neides, if it's yeshanim, and Rashi's terminology was used a bunch of times, and by kankanim, even if you use one time, that we don't hold like. That's Rashi's chumrah. And Shehenger Ben Eliyahu goes the other way, that b'etzim, any time it's not machnis lakim, it's going to be mutter no matter what. And the whole din of mizufasim is that just you have to be chayshish, you used it for wine. You don't have the heter of chadashim because you can't tell if you used it or not. That the Rishayim are saying not that way. That we paskin like Rebbeinu Tam, that even by not machnis lakim, there is an issur of mizufasim, because Hayidei the Zephis is belay. Now Rebbeinu Tam is learning up in the Braisa Gruda, meaning if you shaved off the Zephis, then it'll become mutter again, because it's not machnisa lakim. Then you have the Ritvar brings the Ra'ah, that he holds that the Zephis makes it belay into the entire Kli, and it doesn't help to shave off the Zephis. We don't bask in that way. But the Ikib Sakalacha is, at any time it's machnisa lakim, it's also for one use, period. When it's not machnisa lakim, if the Zephis there, the Zephis makes it belay and melech aser. But without Zephes, then it's mutter. Now, Rabbeinu Tam discusses, he was chayzer originally asin the Kli Eitz and the Kli Matchis that was Zephes, and then he says that maybe the din that Zephes is Balea is dafka when it's Oyer, which is Rach, that's when the Zephes will make it Balea. Now, Shengen Kli Eitz and Kli Evin, which is Kasha, and again, we're talking about it's not Machnis Lilakim, the Zephes won't make it be Balea, so you'd be allowed to buy Kli Eitz and Kli Evin, even Mizufasim, if they weren't used Lakim. That's the Maskana Sasuya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.